Turn to Genesis chapter 17. Turn over there with me if you would. Verse number 7, it says, I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee and their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. Abraham was to bless all the nations of the whole world. All right, and that includes the Gentiles, the nations, the Goyim, if you want to say that. Now turn back to Galatians chapter number 3. Galatians chapter number 3. We'll look at a few verses over there. Galatians chapter 3, verse 16, the Bible says, Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not unto seeds as of many, but as one, and to thy seed which is Christ. So he said, I'm not talking about your ancestry. I'm not talking about ancestry.com. We're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the seed that he was talking about, the promised seed that would come from Abraham. Amen. He said kings would come from his loins. Jesus Christ is the great king, amen? Right. Amen. And skip down to verse 26. It says, For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. And all we know means all, right? Anybody that's saved, anybody that's called upon the name of the Lord, anybody that has their faith put in Jesus Christ, you are a child of God. You're just as good as anybody else, amen? Nobody has some advantage in a way that they're better than you. So you get these people, these Zionists that will say, oh yeah, you know, you got to have a Jewish dentist and a Jewish doctor and you got to, you know, a Jewish veterinarian. The Jew is better in all ways than you are. And, I mean, it's just crazy when people say stuff like that. You know, let's see the great Jewish basketball players that we have now. They're not better at everything, okay? They might be better at banking, but that's about as far as that goes. Anyway, let's see, verse 27, it says, For as many as you have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So if you are in Christ, there's a big if right there. It says, if you be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. And look, if they don't have Christ, they don't have anything. They're not saved. So what do these Zionists want? They just want us to bow down and lick these Jews' boots. For what? These guys, if they don't believe in Jesus, they're going to hell. And look, most Zionists will say, well, yeah, if they don't believe in Jesus, they're not going to heaven. There's extreme Zionists that think that they just have their own covenant, but there's some that actually think that they do have to believe. But yet we're still supposed to be their friends. You know, we're still supposed to be their homies because and give them money and all this stuff. You know, it's garbage.